Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I called to talk about two things briefly.
Mm-hmm.
If you would allow me, I would like to say that one of my youngest daughter passed away on the 19th of this month at QEH.
My condolences, sir.
Thank you.
I don't think parents are designed to bury their children. We can't even bury our parents.
It should be the other way around.
Well, we can't even bury our parents, and they spend all their lives with us. It's terribly difficult to do, sir. My condolences to you, sir.
Thank you. And the next cousin I want to talk, it kind of bothered me.
Of course it will. Yep.
What I listened to some of what Glenn was saying, and I was wanting, I too spoke on Bishop Adderley's platform.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I saw him last Thursday. And I only knew it was him when we got real close because my glasses disappear and I am nearsighted, so I can't see somebody until they get close. But anyhow, what some people were saying, as you know, that I live on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And what people were saying, but they kind of back off of what they were saying afterwards. The kind of emotional thing came out flying. That is what they did. But then after that, they kind of pulled back. Because it is not the first time in the Caribbean that you had one party winning all the seats.
Mm-hmm.
And Bishop Adderley explained why he did what he did. Our system is a parliamentary democracy. And much people apparently, they don't realize that. And he did what, and I am sure you remember a time, I think in Trinidad, when they had all 36.
Yes, they did. There was a boycott of the elections by the opposition, and the PNM ran away with everything. Yeah,
with all things, and then somebody did cross over.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody became the
leader of the opposition. Yeah,
the opposition.
Right.
So we will wait and see. At election time, some people were questioning why you had Miss Motley's picture, our prime minister picture, now above the candidate, virtually all the constituencies, but the result showed why. The result was very clear that people were really going out there to vote for Mayor Motley on one hand and vote against Mr. Fonda Stewart on the other hand. And that caused the big victory, check the boxes. It was like an overall thing. And I don't think it may happen the next election, one knows, because we're now going through things. But it just shows that the people in the country are very, very in tune to the political happenings. Even people say that the people don't deal with politics, is only a few people. Not true. The people were well in tune enough. Like if it was a homogenous type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it is. So anyhow, thanks for your condolences.
Thank you for sharing with us, sir, in these difficult times. I know you like your politics deeply. I know as well that you very much appreciate your family, and our thoughts are with you. Just want to share this with you before you go to the break. It says here, good morning, sir, asking a favor. A guy, while surfing yesterday morning at Worthing Beach, misplaced his surfboard. He came to security to find out if we had seen it. We had not at the time, but it surfaced yesterday afternoon. But unfortunately, I did not take the guy's name or number. I would like this gentleman to get his board back. So could you mention it on air just in case he listens to Brass Tacks? Thank you and keep up the good work. So the guy who was surfing yesterday at Worthing Beach and lost your surfboard and went to security, they have secured your board. So if you get in touch with them, they will reunite you with the missing piece. 4341790. This is the Monday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Go and share these WhatsApp messages with you. A couple of them that smiling a little bit at. Mr. Johnson, I'm a frequent flyer to the islands in the Caribbean. I find it disgusting. I have to pay almost $800 for a flight lasting about 40 minutes. Yet you can add a few more dollars to the quoted price and be able to fly to the U.S. This needs regulating. My response was the regulators are the ones who have it that way. So who's going to regulate it? There are a couple of things you have to take. It's not the, unfortunately, I don't think what you pay for is the time of the flight. You don't pay for the time of the flight at all. Carriers, international carriers subsidize some flights. In some cases, it's a case of volume, load. The landing fees at the various airports used and other factors, including the price of fuel and how much fuel you burn on takeoff and landing, which the aviation experts tell me use the most fuel. So if you have frequent island hopping planes that go up and down, up and down, up and down, they will burn more fuel, which is the cost of flying. And then you add the landing fees and the other things to it. Perhaps the reason why some flights cost less than others. That's what the aviation experts tell me when I ask. And I ask a lot of people a lot of things, okay? I think they get fed up of me asking the questions I ask. Other one says, I'm glad you spoke about politicians calling each other corrupt, because when I heard the Attorney General talking about bringing in people to investigate the last administration, it reminded me of something your people used to say, be careful cutting down all the trees to find the devil, because if he turns out to be you, then where will you hide? As I say, go back to 2008, go back as far as you care to go back. We can lock up enough people. We have evidence. Smokey Burke, my party in power, they say. Listen to the Calypso. He has it in there somewhere. Brastax, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling from St. Lucia.
Yes, good morning, St. Lucia. Yes.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I've taken quite an interest in your program. I happened to be in Barbados a couple of weeks ago, and I tuned into VOV. Quite by accident. And, you know, the radio never left that station, especially your broadcast. So I'm, you know, quite happy.
Well, thank you, sir.
Sort of feedback.
On behalf of my team, I thank you.
Yeah, so I'm in St. Lucia now, and I'm still listening when I get a chance,
mm-hmm.
you know. I'm particularly concerned with the situation that Barbados finds itself in terms of the economy and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And it's a pity and a shame, really, that you know, it had to take an election for something to have been done about, you know, the concerns of the Barbados people. As a St. Lucian and a Caribbean CARICOM national, I mean, we've integrated long before the politicians and the political system has. We've traveled the region. A lot of us are professionals traveling the region, doing our jobs. And so while the politicians and the powers that be fail to, you know, to do just what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do so. We do our job. We travel and so on at great risk to our, you know, basically our, you know, what should I say, CARICOMism. You know, sometimes you have problems getting in there and leaving there and staying there and questions. So, but it really concerns me, Barbados' economic situation, because I think there is quite a chance that this can spread to the other territories quite easily if they do not look at Sister Barbados as a, you know, a project. Maybe we could come together as OECS or whatever, you know, to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. You talk about the financial and economic challenges of Barbados. St. Lucia is part of the OECS. Would have faced similar challenges. I don't know your age, but I presume that you would recall the challenges when the banana industry in the OECS collapsed. Dominica suffered as a result, Grenada, St. Vincent, and indeed St. Lucia. And then there have been challenges with hurricanes that Barbados has been spared. How has being a part of a union helped St. Lucia in that regard from your perspective?
Well, I'm fortunate in that I am just living my 40s, really.
Oh, good. Okay. That's a good time.
I have seen, I've been a banker my entire life. So I've been fortunate to see bananas come in. Well, it came in a bit before I started work. Mm-hmm. But I've seen the contribution it has made to St. Lucia in particular and the OECS as a greater unit. Mm-hmm. And I also was there when it collapsed and I saw the impact it had on the economy. But fortunately for St. Lucia, we are a bit larger than the other OECS. So, and tourism, mm-hmm. you know, in the wisdom of our former Prime Minister Compton, tourism was coming in at the time. So it basically buffered the fall of the bananas. And, you know, it has kept us afloat, you know, in the times when bananas were. I mean, we've gone from producing I can't remember the figure exactly, but like 400,000 tons of bananas a year to 120 tons. And the demand is still there from the British supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
But tourism has quite effectively buffered the loss of exchange hard currency that bananas used to see in the 1980s, early 1990s. But, I mean, right now we are still in a precarious situation because every year around this time, the tourism dollars wane quite a bit. So the Lucia has to be, you know, creative in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think what's holding us the OECS is the exchange reserve that we hold.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's propping up the peg. But having said that, it's still a situation that we must be careful with. But I noticed your Prime Minister was in St. Lucia for the heads of government meeting. And while I paid a bit of attention, but I find that the information has not been forthcoming to the degree that I would have liked. I am hoping that there was talk around looking at Barbados, and I don't know how the Barbadian people feel about it, as a member of the OECS, which would only benefit Barbados and benefit the other islands. But I see Barbados as a leader. I see Barbados as a big brother,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. And mm-hmm. I think there are lots of things we can learn in the OECS from Barbados. And likewise, Barbados can learn a lot from us.
Absolutely.
It's time to drop the insularity. It's time to drop the, you know, the pride and all of that. And let's
preaching
see
to the converted.
Together.
You're preaching to the converted on that one, sir. I want to ask you this question, though. As you said, you travel the islands, and banking as well is in the background somewhere. And you mentioned the hospitality industry, which is one of my pets. The competition among Caribbean destinations for that tourist dollar is something that I have fought wearing my other hat. I worked in the hospitality industry for a while.
Right.
And I worked, believe it or not, with Cunard, who owned at the time La Toque in St. Lucia. That's correct.
Yes.
And then when I joined Haywoods and Wyndham, we owned the other one, Morgan B. And one of the things we tried to engender here was we used to have a lot of weddings on properties. And one of the things I tried to sell to the managers was giving the person a night or two at our sister hotel in St. Lucia as part of their wedding package. So that you spread the wealth around, you give them an opportunity to see another Caribbean destination, but you get them to spend some money with you because they're spending money on the wedding. The bug in the ointment was Liat, because we couldn't get them to become a part of it. When Caribbean Star came on board, they were happy to try to you know, put a spoke in Liat's wheel. But this inter-island rivalry for the tourism dollar, from both your perspective as someone who travels the region and someone with a banking background, isn't there a benefit for the islands to do that kind of thing?
To do what you mean, cooperation?
To cooperate, rather than try to sell each destination, you know, with, you know, I fight in my white beach, or calling to former Prime Minister Barrow, who will buy my white sand and who will buy my black sand.
Yeah, I agree with you. And again, it goes back to the single economic space and all of that.
That we keep fighting with,
Yes, that we as the people are doing, but the politicians can't seem to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm.
I think that competition would always be there, And obviously, there will be certain advantages that a Barbados situation would have over St. Lucia's situation in terms of the hoteliers and hotels, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that if we tackle it as a single unit,
right,
and we try to market the region as a diverse basket of services and so on. I know St. Lucia is good with weddings and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Lucia is good with ecotourism, as is Dominica and so on.
Right.
And Barbados is good with what they're good at,
mm-hmm,
service and with beaches and so on. So maybe there is not, it's now the time, and I think it may have been started already, to look at this thing in terms of a single tourism. I know they've been looking at it as a single tourism destination.
Right.
And it's about time the government stopped being so dirty or insular with their taxes, because that is a big, big problem. I know people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've lost him. Thank you for sharing with us. That question of taxes came up in one of the WhatsApp messages earlier as well, sir. So it was good to have your input from St. Lucia. Glad to know you're still listening to us and that you're hearing us over there. That is one of the ways that we can bring the Caribbean together. Radio, are you listening, OCM? Brass Tacks, good morning. 4341790, Brass Tacks, good morning.
Morning, Dennis.
Yes, sir. Brother Nasser.
Yes, Brother Nasser. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I see you got a piece in the newspaper, man. You're getting famous again.
Oh, Lord. Better give me some big elevations, man.
I notice. It's the radio that's done that to you. You can't hide now.
Yeah. Mr. Johnson, believe me, sir. You have done so much for me with this radio program, you can't believe it. And so I ask you about what myself and Mr. Johnson speak about, that the whole country and even Caribbean people now are talking about.
Yeah.
So you always have some discussion other people don't have.
Well, that's
so
true.
We can have another one here now.
All
first,
right.
Let me say that the boy I just called about his daughter passed in, a very good friend of mine.
Yeah.
I'm sad to hear that. And I hope that God would bless him to strength and strengthen him, and that the family that has left will mobilize itself into one force for the betterment of all the rest of the family that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
No, why really? I know that me go further. Since Harold Hoyt, you know, is still struggling to improve his life and be able to get back to us, I am going to ask the country to continue to pray for this man. This is one of the most outstanding men this country produced. There are many, but he's one. You know, as they say, one piece believe that he's the only one. You know how it is.
Yep, I know.
There are many, but this is what I want to talk to you about, Mr. Johnson. And I hear you discussing about these politicians just now. Throughout the entire earth, politicians are becoming bullying and corrupt throughout the entire earth. And we have to accept that all these politicians are going to lock up and get in, kill and all kinds over the world, throughout this earth. It's not happening because the people are mad. It is happening because politicians beginning to get the belief that once they're in a seat, and get into whatever the place is. So I'm not talking about Barbados alone, so please don't come to beat me and say that I said that about Barbadian politicians. That they suddenly think that they own the people. They use people to get positions, and then as they get the position, they say, aye, they don't see where we no more, you know. I think that is creating a lot of problems.
Yeah.
I must admit that this new group that gone into Barbados now, we've made it. All of them seem to be very appreciative, and I must admit, I have not seen any of them saying it is me. They're still trying to say that it is we, and it is really we. But so I want to point on the side to, I think they know this, and you know, if they know, you'll tell them already. They will never be more powerful than the people. Never. They could take over the army, they could take over the police, but whenever they done the same army, police can slaughter them 40 people. It's only a matter of time. And they want politicians to understand that too. But that's what I want to talk to you about, Mr. Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Yeah, I agree with you. You have to keep them grounded. Have to.
Right.
And they need to surround themselves. And this is, to me, the most important part of all of this. They need to surround themselves with people other than yes men. How Great Thou Art choir is drowned out, the little voice of conscience in the background that says, listen to me for a second. Hold on. I know they got 20 people there, so yelling and screaming, but you need to do so. You need to listen to that quiet voice every once in a while. Yep.
You know why, Mr. Johnson? Because use that same quiet voice to get the seat.
That's correct. That is correct. That's the one that guided you there in the first place.
So as you down in the seat, not all of us, and that quiet voice isn't important no more. And then when election time comes up again, oh, you run about.
You run back for them. That's correct.
Oh, I want to say something, Mr. Johnson. It is time enough that, and I keep saying it and say it again, you realize that we are losing a lot of prominent black leaders of families and in this country, people who have done tremendously well for this country and for the black race in this country. That dying out. We don't lost another outstanding one. We don't lost two because Mr. Aline, the son.
Yes, I looked at that and went both them together because I know the son. I knew the son, yeah.
And Mr. Ali is an outstanding man who did tremendous good in this country for our people too.
Yeah.
But we are losing them. But this is what I'm saying, Mr. Johnson. Do you realize that we are not seeing any of these families pointing out to anything? They die, the money get changed up. And when the money get changed up and divide and thing, all of a sudden, the families go out of existence.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize that?
Yeah.
Even the great Errol Walton Barrow, apart from him being the man who brought independence, do you realize that his family don't exist really? And this outstanding man, and he got a fantastic son that I know.
Yeah, I saw the son on Friday actually at a book launch. Yep.
Right, mm-hmm. But you realize that the Barrow clan don't exist. They don't. And you look and see. Now, you know what we have to do, Mr. Johnson, because, you know, I try to get my people to understand. And I think you understand if nobody else. It don't matter what you say about me. It don't matter how you feel about me. I know what I'm doing is right. And they can keep doing it. God, Jesus came down here to tell me he was the Son of God. And the people kill him. And all about now they're trying to get him. I don't know what they're wanting for. They had him to kill him. You know, but this is what I want to say. Black people in Barbados got to start mobilizing the resources. We have too many successful lawyers and doctors and engineers and all kind of level this country of that are black. And they're all dying and leaving a whole set of money, but they're not leaving no kind of development ideas for their family.
Yeah.
And that is the reason why black people are not succeeding in Barbados. So I am calling on the rich black people in Barbados. And stop believing when we're talking about race. We ain't talking about race. We're talking about serious development of your own future. Then I do not dislike for nobody, and I don't have to defend it anywhere, because it don't matter to me. But that's what I say. We want to see these rich black people start to mobilize some of the millions together and form a massive pool of money. Not to give it or lend out neither. This is what they do. We have a lot of talent all over this country, but they have no resources. So suppose a man likes selling bicycles. He likes selling all pedals, and I like selling whatever kind of bicycles. All rich black people, and there are a lot of them, who have money doing nothing with, should mobilize the resources, get a massive warehouse. So you like selling tall wheel bicycles? You know you've got no money, but you know you can market them. Tell us what tall wheel bicycles you want. So we bring them in and stock them. We ain't giving them to you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to set you up to sell them. We're going to get about all money plus whatever percentage and mega positive because I want the money at 5 or 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, sir.
Right, oh, sorry.
I'm listening to you.
I had his cell phone on me.
Yeah, I realize that.
What's what happened now, Mr. Johnson? Mm-hmm. The fella now will get the bicycles and he will sell them. He will pour whatever profit he wanted and then do it with the rich people, put the money. He will bring back the money for the bicycles they sold at the end of the week plus the percentage that they want, because of 5% or 10%, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And you give him more bicycles. He has enough money, you know. He couldn't sell more bicycles. What will be happening, Mr. Johnson, is that you'll be developing the people that look like you in the country, by the way. The Indians are experts at it.
You see, sir. Here's the thing, and this is one of the key ingredients that's missing from our pot.
Yeah.
The people that you mention, the Jews, the Indian community, the Muslim community, they are minorities in a land that they've chosen to make their own. What has happened over a period of time is we've become complacent because we believe this land is ours, was always ours, is always ours, and we ain't gonna do nothing but sit down in it and it can be ours till the end of time. Yeah. I remember telling a friend of mine who said to me once that the majority people should own the majority of the land. I said, what can happen when you ain't the majority, buddy? And he looked at me and told me, that ain't gonna happen. I said, maybe not in your lifetime or mine. But what about our children? Now you talk about one of the things we don't like to, I saw Leroy McLean. Leroy, I keep asking you if you get a chance to call the program, because Leroy McLean sent this email that I got a hold of that talked about the amount of money in the banking system that's just sitting down there and we being penalized for having money in the bank. And rather than us finding a way to make that money work for us and spread the wealth and create more wealth, we got it sitting down in banks that carry away with money and profiting off of our money, and we content to just give it more and more to them and saying the bank taking no charges, but we leaving the money there, and we are afraid to put it to work. I'll give you a classic example, Mr. Nasser. Sorry to pull this away from you, but I got to do this because it's been burning me for about a month.
Yeah,
Clico owned about 20-something% of OCM, One Caribbean Media, the company that owns The Nation, Starcom, Express, and Trinidad TV6. Okay. The government of Trinidad and Tobago took over Clico's assets. The government of Trinidad and Tobago have decided to sell the 20-something percent of OCM.
All right.
Now, tell me why. Now, if Harold was well, and if Sir Fred, who going to be late to rest tomorrow, was still around, they might have said, let's go and grab that 20-something percent and bring it back to Barbados, because this is what we could do with it. I have heard no such movement. What can end up happening is that some mechanic in Trinidad or somebody who owns chicken farms or a fast food outlet or something can buy it and say, let's make OCM, which is supposed to be One Caribbean Media, a chicken company. Right. And we can sit down here in Barbados and say, Trinidad own Barbados and doing what they feel like doing. Because we do not see the need for us to take what we own and say, hey, hold on a minute. This is we own. This is what we want to do with it. Because the people with that vision either dying, their money is spread all over the place, or we're being strangled by stupidity.
Right. The people with that vision are either dying or not like. And that is why people like me must exist. Mr. Johnson, I used to go to New York regularly. I mean, like 10 and 12 and 15 times a year. I'm Chicago especially. I go to town and see some little Indian boys and Syrian boys and Jewish boys in the 18s, massive store, fully furnished with all the cameras, you name it, whatever you want. And you say, want camera air, bike air, 5'3". Fella say, we ain't older than, but hold on.
Hold on, I go in, but next door and get one. Yeah.
You think he go out to his house?
No, he go next door.
I'm feeding him.
Yep.
And they don't care what he do with his profit.
Nope.
The point is that that young, bright man is all these that we got from the streets is about to exposing all the way, and street blocks are brilliant, but they have no financial assistance.
Yep.
So to spend time trying to find out how they can get a break to carry a few dollars so we can get going. They want a thief, you know. But they're trying to find a way so they can get, and then they end up in prison. Yeah. And then the mothers down there bawling, pulling the stomach. When we got all these black paying barbarians with a tremendous amount of money, that should be mobilizing some of it and start to set up to supply these people. What I'm saying, Mr. Johnson, I got some of it. We got all this money from all these youngsters. They don't own nothing, Mr. Johnson.
Yep.
They store property, everything. They employ people. They don't own a cent. You know something? Every week, when they go and pay for the stock for sale, all the profits are put down because they don't have to buy stock. They don't have to buy stock for next week. Yep. So the stock, they're already free. When I say free, you know what I mean? It's a hand without pain.
Yep.
Mr. Johnson, all I'm saying to the people of Barbados, I wish I could recall something else, but I can't. But to start mobilizing, a lot of lawyers, some doctors, all kind of people, start mobilizing some of your money. If you know what to do, call me, don't be ashamed. Because I know I write an order. We don't only make money, we've got purpose of my money. But whenever it comes to thinking to move black people forward, I don't think like that. What I'm saying, Mr. Johnson, it is time enough that we understand that VOB and so are nothing. It is you and Ellis and all the people who work there that is something. The station, if you all decide you all left that, no, it did. It started a rot. Rats were rampant. Moles were coming in, and it was just collapsed because the station is only a name. It is the brains in the station that elevate that name. Am I wrong, Mr. Buffett?
Sir, not on that one. You're absolutely correct. And the important thing, too, and I stress this again, one has to know the shoulders on which you stand, because we didn't just appear here one day. Somebody had to give you the opportunity. Somebody had to guide you along the way. Somebody had to be there to form the pillars that you could build on. So Fred, from all accounts, is one of the driving forces, one of the people who went up to London to when Rediffusion was going out to say, we want this, we're going to bring it here. And if he did not do that, we would not be here. Because if you go to other Caribbean islands, you would find that there may be no more remnants of anything to do with Rediffusion. And the interesting thing is, none of the stations that operate today, neither VOB, Life, The Beat, or Hot, were around when Rediffusion became Barbados Rediffusion Service Limited. They've changed over a period of time. They've evolved. And media is evolving. It will be something else 20 or 30 years from now. And it's going to be the vision of people like Ronnie and Graham Vaughan and the younger people who are coming into the business, Daddy Biggs and Scott LaRock, who will shape and change the face of media. Growing, building on what was done in the past, learning the standards and adapting them to the changing environment. Change is constant, but we have to remember the shoulders that we stand on. This is Down to Brass Tacks.